Another state this past week passed another abortion law, something we've talked about a lot here on Issues and Ideas. Usual track has been law passed, law challenged in court, or courts, and law taken down. Except in this instance involving Texas. See, a Texas law banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy went into effect this past Wednesday, despite the 1973 Supreme Court decision, which established a constitutional right to abortion, making the state the most restrictive now in the nation in terms of access to abortion services. While other states have passed similar laws, those measures face legal challenges. The Texas law is the first to be implemented. On a vote of 5-4, this was interesting, the Supreme Court refused just before midnight on Wednesday to block the law. Because of the way that the law was written, challenge could be difficult in court. Doesn't call on elected officials to take action. It pretty much enlists, well, everyday people to make, in effect, citizen arrests. Law bars abortions once cardiac activity can be detected in the baby. This typically takes place around the 6th week of pregnancy, which, if this sounds familiar, laws like this have grown to be called heartbeat laws. And obviously, that's very early in a pregnancy. Many women, it's said, do not know they're pregnant at this point. By the time a pregnant woman misses her period, she's 4 weeks in. Under the Texas law, then a woman could have about 2 weeks to recognize her condition, confirm the pregnancy with a test, make a decision about how to manage a pregnancy, whether or not to get an abortion. Dr. Jennifer Villavicencio from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists commented that the cardiac activity detected on ultrasound, she claims, is not a true heartbeat. Says it results from electrical activity, but the valves of the heart have not yet formed, and the sound does not indicate that the pregnancy is viable. Again, that's according to the doctor. She says forcing them to find out about a pregnancy and make a decision about how to manage it in a short period of time is going against ethical care. Law does not make exceptions for rape or incest, does permit abortions for health reasons, but those exceptions are narrowly drawn, allowing an abortion only if the pregnancy could endanger the mother's life or lead to, this is a reading from the bill, substantial and irreversible impairment of a major bodily function. Now, here's the part which, at least so far, has allowed this law to continue to live. Texas law bars state officials from enforcing it. This is why it's going to be tough to challenge this law in courts. Usually a lawsuit aiming to block such a law as unconstitutional names state officials as defendants. Instead, this Texas law deputizes, well, if you're in Texas right now listening on the stream, you, to sue anyone who performs an abortion or aids and abets a procedure leading to the abortion. Plaintiffs who have zero connection to the patient, clinic, any part of the equation, you can sue and recover legal fees as well as $10,000 if you win. Patients, no, they can't be sued. Law allows doctors, staff, even if you're an Uber driver and you're hanging out with another Uber driver and says, you know what, this is in Texas, I didn't like doing it, but I needed the money. I drove a lady to get an abortion yesterday. You can report that Uber driver and start that legal process and wind up with $10,000 in your pocket if you were successful. Supreme Court refused, as I mentioned before, just before midnight this past Wednesday to block the Texas law. But it was 5-4, Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's 3 liberal members in dissent. Other states, like I mentioned, including Georgia, Mississippi, Kentucky, Ohio, they've also passed heartbeat laws to ban abortion once a heartbeat can be detected via ultrasound. It's the Mississippi bill, by the way, which the Supreme Court agreed to hear in their upcoming session. But do we now know, through their refusal to act regarding the Texas law, where this is all going to wind up? Referring to the end of Roe v. Wade? Well, the yes is growing louder. So would that mean, if that were to happen, the end of abortions in America? Now, only if a federal law was created and passed, which, well, that's not likely to happen. Result would be probably red states would copy and paste the Texas abortion law into their law books, while blue states like California, New York, New Jersey would continue to allow abortions. Guess the question would be, from the federal level, would federal funding still continue for abortion chambers like Planned Parenthood.